Back here on In Focus, News Radio K-Man, Brandon Peoples joined by Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear as they get ready for their legislative session here this evening. Starts at 7 o'clock. A lot of items to get to here tonight. The first item here on the agenda is considering the purchase of specialized projectors and film services for the Flint Hills Discovery Center. And Ron, you can kind of fill us in on that a little
bit. So this is one of the features of the Discovery Center is the immersive theater. And it's about the projectors there, about 6.5 years old, and they're designed to basically show this produced film for the Tides of Time, which tells the story of the Flint Hills from the beginning to modern day. And it's a unique experience, a kind of a 4D experience. You experience some snow and some smoke and some various effects on your senses. And so one of the things that the folks there have been working for is to, you know, how do we broaden that experience? And thanks to the generous donation of Marty Veneer, who, along with her late husband Bob Krause, had previously donated about $750,000 to cover some of the theater expenses, have again donated $417,950 to replace the existing projectors and also buy some additional ones, as well as helping to subscribe to a film service that will allow them to show additional films, short films in that space that can be designed to coincide with temporary exhibits or other programming they're doing at the Discovery Center. So it's really a unique added dimension to the Discovery Center. We'll continue to make the Tides of Time one of the premier experiences that it is, as well as show new experiences. So I think it's great, and we are appreciation and very grateful to Marty and their family for this donation that fully underwrites those expenses.
Yeah, that's fantastic to know you have, you know, that kind of help here in the city. I mean, that's just phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Looks like we have a phone call here, so let's get right to it here. You're on News Radio K-Man. Good morning.
You know, the subject of broadening the services, on Friday, all these cattle trucks are here in town. There's nowhere within 100 miles to wash out the necessary cleaning of those cattle trucks. If we could have a facility out here at the sewer treatment plant, it wouldn't end up out along a rain gutter somewhere in the county. Hello?
Yeah, that's I don't know if we'd want to put it at the treatment plant, but, you know, maybe something at the sale barn or out in that area might be a better fit. Obviously, the line runs right behind it, so that might be something that we could work with the county and the sale barn on. So wouldn't be opposed to looking at the something like that.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you for the call there. Move on here a little bit on the agenda. You're going to consider accepting the Aggieville Infrastructure Phase 2 report.
Right. This is one of the bigger items. The commission has held a work session on this topic. There's been a steering committee that the commission appointed that's been working on this planning effort. It really follows on the Aggieville vision that was previously approved for Aggieville that really looks to transform Aggieville with higher density and additional mixed-use opportunities. This particular plan really focuses on the makeover of Aggieville and what about it needs to change and what about it needs to kind of stay the same. And so it's got a number of different options. Key among those options are a desire to add parking via a parking structure and some different options for that parking structure as far as signs and the number of vehicles that it would park, and any mixed use that might be attached to that structure would have an impact. That structure is primarily looking at there along South Manhattan and Laramie that the city currently has a surface lot on. And so that's part of it. The rest of it is, a big facelift for Aggieville, anywhere from new streetscaping, new lighting, potentially some changes in parking and circulation, opportunities to widen some sidewalks. There's even some proposals in there to potentially block off certain areas. For example, 12th Street might become more of a pedestrian mall type of thing. Designing so portions of Morrow and other places could be closed off temporarily, which we have done in the past. One example is it'll be closed for New Year's Eve in Aggieville, which is a long tradition there. And so doing some designs that might allow for more outdoor dining. Right now the sidewalks are too narrow to accommodate really much of any outdoor dining in Aggieville. So different improvements such as that, but the primary vision that was approved was looking at maintaining the core of Morrow Street in its kind of its historic character, with the perimeter of Aggieville being more dense in the future and mixed use. So, again, this is kind of a master plan for Aggieville with a number of different options that this commission or future commissions can move forward with and help change the appearance, obviously, with the new hotel that will be starting construction next year in Aggieville there at 12th and Bluemont. New Courtyard by Marriott is certainly a catalyst project to be able to do some redevelopment work. And so the city will be looking at, after adoption of this plan, to look at forming a tax increment financing district and determining which of those projects and options they want to begin with. So, again, this is it's really more of a master plan type document that gives you a lot of different options for future improvements and gives some flexibility to the folks in Aggieville and what they would like to see along with the governing body.
Well, obviously a very economically vibrant part of the city is Aggieville. You mentioned increased parking. Would that be in the form of garages? Are we looking at actual lots possibly here? What, or just everything on the table right now?
So the current plan shows anywhere from a 400 to 700 vehicle deficit for parking availability. We have surface lots in Aggieville and then parking, on-street parking, as well as parking in areas around that. And so one of the proposals is to put in a parking structure, possibly a second parking structure. It kind of depends on, what other density projects may develop in the future that would require additional parking. And that's, I think, some folks believe that there hasn't been a lot of change in Aggieville because of the parking deficit and the need for more parking. So having a parking structure would help solve existing and meet some of the future demand for future development in Aggieville. So, yes, a multi-story parking structure that could park anywhere from, again, 400 to 700 vehicles depending on the size of it and how much mixed-use space you might build in conjunction with it.
And with that being said, would that be a charged lot then, or would it be a free parking lot?
More than likely. That's to be determined, but okay. The plan does provide some examples of charging for that. That's an area where there's pretty high demand for parking, and so the parking's regulated there now, the surface parking, and so there's no fee for parking, but there's fines for parking, and those have recently been raised and some of the hours shortened. And so being adjacent to the university, obviously there's some I think incentive there that believe that pay for parking would be successful.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back here, talk more about tonight's City Commission work session. We'll do that after these words on News Radio KMAN.